Good evening. I'm Ted Burcham, and I will be doing the reading tonight. Cheryl Swan, Reverend Cheryl Swan, will be doing the communion and the prayer bench. And I'm going to open with prayer. Our Father, you have blessed us with a church, family, and many other things to provide us with guidance and support. We ask that you would bless this service this evening and give us your wisdom and your comfort. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. Following each scripture reading, there will be a 5-minute silence. The reading from King James, Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with first fruits of thy increase. So shall my barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father of the son in which he is delighted. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. From the Living Bible, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. Trust the Lord completely. Don't even trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown you with efforts and success. Don't be conceited or sure of your own wisdom. Instead, trust and reverence the Lord and turn your back on evil. When you do that, then you will be given renewed health and vitality. Honor the Lord by giving Him the first part of all your income, and He will fill your barns with wheat and barley and overflow your wine vats with the finest wines. Young man, do not resent it when God chastens and corrects you, for His punishment is proof of His love. Just as a father punishes a son he delights in to make him better, so the Lord corrects you. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for you or for another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, as you take communion, or to exit the worship center. The third reading from Proverbs, the New American Standard Bible. Proverbs verses 5 through 12. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing to your body and a refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of your produce. Your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, even as a father the son in whom he delights. The final meeting from the Message Bible, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health, and your bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all of this. These are my words, so I'm going to take off my mask so you can see my face and get a better feeling of the speaker. I plan to zero in on lean not on your own understanding. I have to be honest, after reading to you four times, "Do not be wise in your own eyes," I have a little bit of shaken confidence about talking, because the scripture kind of points out that you're supposed to trust in the Lord and not in the words of Ted up here. But the end of the scriptures that we read tonight gives me a certain amount of security and confidence, because it talks about the fact that when God reprimands, guides, corrects, whatever word you want to use, it's all the same. It's all in loving concern for our growth. In order to relate the scripture to the lesson, I like stories. And so I'm going to tell a very brief story. Nancy and I attended a church for about 40 years. That's our last church before we came here. We started there very young, so don't think that we're that old, but we did start there. Well, it seemed like we were young at the time. So we were also there when that church closed. The process of closing that church took the congregation about 10 years. It was not an easy process, and it was a painful process. We had temporary ministers, we had part-time ministers, we had full-time ministers who joined us very briefly, and we also had consultants. I think you all know what a consultant is. A consultant is someone from far away who comes to tell you what you should be doing. As a church, we had a goal. That goal was to continue to survive. God had a plan. Our goal was not part of God's plan. God's plan was for us to close the church and move on. It took a long time to do that. There was an awful lot of insecurity. But the beginning of the scripture we read said, "Trust in the Lord in all things." And that's the part that I'm really going to talk about. When our plans, our goals don't work, God doesn't just change things around us, but he gives us a better plan. When I first reviewed this scripture, trust in the Lord, etc., I thought, oh, this is good stuff. For it applies for when I'm tired. It applies for when maybe I think I'm really, really right, then I really should trust in the Lord. But the more I read this, the more I believe that this scripture speaks to me for when I've screwed it up, when I've done the wrong thing. Because knowing that God will correct me with love, and that we don't have to rush into an answer. It took us 10 years to close the church, and there was a lot of good that came out of it. I think the best thing that came out of it for me was coming here to Strongsville United Methodist. It just gave me a whole new approach. The scripture ends with, "Don't sulk under his loving correction. It is the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all this. Don't lean on my own understanding, but trust God when he changes my direction." Now, I'm going to end tonight with a poem. I'm reminded of There used to be a commercial on TV. It was a beer commercial, I think it was. And it was something along the lines of, the man said, "I don't often drink beer, but when I do," and then he went on, "and I have to be, I don't often read poems, but when I do, they frequently speak to me." And this one really spoke to me, and it was probably the main reason I chose this scripture. The title of the poem is Proverbial Mess. The first line is a quote from the scripture, "Lean not on your own understanding." And the poem starts with, "I did that once." The mechanics were surprising. When it right came down to it right there, there was nothing to stop my shoulder from falling. My elbow had nowhere to go. It folded up my knee like a sausage flamingo. I toppled right over until reflex slammed that knee down, jolting whatever understanding I had out onto the floor. Thank you for listening to my talk tonight, and we'll now turn it over for communion.